Sock the Mishnah, a bolt that's attached to the door but drags on the ground may be used in the Beis HaMikdash, because we don't have Xeris in the Beis HaMikdash, but not elsewhere. A bolt that's not attached at all may not even be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says an unattached bolt may be used in the Beis HaMikdash, and a dragging bolt may be used anywhere. Sock the Gemara Brisa says the dragging bolt that may be used in the Beis HaMikdash but not elsewhere is one that's tied to the door with a string that's long enough to allow it to drag on the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says the bolt that may be used in the Beis HaMikdash but not elsewhere is one that is totally not attached to the door but rather placed in a corner. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda that a bolt which is attached but dragging on the floor may be used everywhere. Rava said that's only when it's attached to the actual door, not just the doorpost. Sock the Gemara, we find that Rav Tavla allowed use of a bolt that was attached to the doorpost even though it was not attached to the door. The Gemara said that bolt could have been lifted by the string tied to it, so it's different. There was a strong string. A person tying a bolt to a door with reeds. Rav Avi said the bolt can't be used because reeds rip easily and it's not even considered to be tight at all. Rav Zeira asked, what is halacha if a bolt goes through the threshold into the ground? Rav Yosef said, Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel Passons like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi said that a bolt stuck into the ground is also because it looks like an active building. Rav Nechumi Bar Zechariah asked Abaye if a bolt has a handle and therefore looks like a crusher may be used even if it's not attached to the door. Abaye said, Rav Nechumi Bar Adda said it would be mutter since it's like a keli. Rabbi Pedas had a very heavy beam in his house that had to be lifted by 10 people. He allowed it to be used to lock the door because it had the status of a keli. Rabbi Shmuel had a huge mortar that he allowed to be used for the same purpose, for the same reason. Rabbi Vayecheskel asked Rav Amram to repeat the halacha taught by Ravasi regarding arches which are used on boats. Rav Amram said, Ravasi said, if the arches are a tefach wide or even if they're less, but they're within three tefachim to each other, then on Shabbos he may spread out a mat over them because it's considered to be adding to a temporary structure, not creating one. Rav Huna had rams that needed shade by day and fresh air by night. So Rav told him to roll up the mat before Shabbos that was used for the shade, but leave it unrolled at least a tefach. Then it could be rolled open all the way because it's adding to a temporary structure, not creating it. Rav and Rav Chia said one may hang and take down a curtain that's in between rooms on Shabbos, and a sloping canopy is mutter to make and take down on Shabbos. Sheish son of Rav Edi said this is only if there is not a tefach of horizontal roof before it begins sloping to either side, and even then it's only mutter if the canopy does not reach a tefach wide within three tefachim to the point of the roof, and even then it's only mutter if the width of the area underneath each sloping side is less than a tefach. Rashisha the Breda Ravidi said wearing a wide-brimmed hat on is mutter on Shabbos. Aya Brisa says that it's also. The Brisa is referring to where the brim is a tefach and thus creates an oil when you put it on. Rashisha is discussing the brim is not a tefach. Based on this, if someone pulls his talus in front of his head so that it sticks out a tefach, he should be chayiv as well, and we know that's not the case, so that can't be the answer. The Mara says the difference has nothing to do with the halachas of oil. Rather, Rav Shish is discussing a hat that fits snugly on the head and won't fall off. There's no gzera that it's going to fall off and you put it back on your head. The Rais is discussing a more loosely fitting hat, which is also because the wind may blow it off, and the person may end up carrying it on Shabbos. So the mission, if the bottom pivot of a door fell out of place, it may be put back into place only in the Beis HaMikdash, but not elsewhere. If the upper pivot falls out of place, it may not be put back even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says even the upper pivot may be put back in the Beis HaMikdash, and the lower pivot may even be put back everywhere else as well. Dr. Mara Brice says if the lower pivot of a door slips out of place, it may be put back in place in the Beis HaMikdash. Elsewhere, it may be pushed back into place if it hasn't fully fallen out yet, but it may not be put back fully. The upper pivot may not be put back in place even in the Beis HaMikdash. The lower pivot may not be put back other than the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's a gzeira that the person may fix it permanently, for which would be chayv achatas. The door of a pit or other openings in the ground may not even be pushed back into place, and the one who does so is chayv achatas because they're attached to the ground, therefore it's definitely considered to be building. Zok the Mishnah, one may replace a wound dressing that was taken off in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, but not elsewhere. However, a dressing wound for the first time is also even in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mara Brisa says, if a dressing falls off a wound on Shabbos, it may be replaced. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it started slipping off the wound, it may be slid back into place, but may not be totally replaced. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chiya says, even a Tanakama only allows replacing the dressing when it fell onto a keli, however, it fell onto the floor, you would agree that it can't be replaced. Mar Bar Avashi said, his father, Avashi, once replaced a dressing that had fallen onto a pillow. Mar said, him Rabbi Chista said, Rabbi Yehuda said it's also to replace it in that case, even, and Shmuel said we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Avashi said he didn't agree with Rabbi Chista and held that Rabbi Yehuda would permit replacing a dressing when it fell onto a keli, like in this case, the pillow. Zok the Mishnah, you're allowed to tie the broken string of a musical instrument with a knot in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, but not elsewhere. To string an instrument initially is also to do even in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlechting Mara Brisa said that the string of a kina that broke on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash may be tied with a bow, not with a knot. So Hagam HaMishnah says you can do it with a knot. Mara says a Brisa follows Rabbanon who say that a preparatory act for a mitzvah, machshirei mitzvah, does not supersede Shabbos. It's not deicha Shabbos. And therefore, a knot on the instrument may not be made, but a bow may be made in its place. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer who says that machshirei mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, and therefore even a knot may be tied for the instrument. In fact, if the Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, then one should be allowed to string an instrument even initially on Shabbos. Why does it say it's Aser? The Mishnah says, we must say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a knot and a bow are the same thing. Therefore, he allows a knot. The Braisa follows Rabbanon, who say that a bow is not Aser Deraisa. That's why one must make a bow rather than a knot. In fact, that must mean that Rabbi Yehuda is following the shoot of Rabbi Eliezer, that the preparatory act is Deicha Shabbos. If so, why can't the instrument be initially strung for the mitzvah as well? The Mishnah says, the Braisa follows Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah follows Rabbanon of a Braisa, in which Rav Shimon says that the instrument may only be repaired with a bow, and the Rabbanon say it may be repaired with a knot. These are Rabbanan who argue on Rosh Shimon only allow the Bachshir mitzvah to be done when they could not have been done before. So therefore, if it broke, you can do it, but to do it initially, that they would never allow. We can also say that the Mishnah and the Braisa both follow these Rabbanan who argue on Rosh Shimon. And the Braisa is discussing where the string ripped at the end, so repairing it with a bow allows the music still to be played. The Mishnah is discussing where the string ripped in the middle, and the only way to repair the string in that way is to make an actual knot. Or we can say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a string that broke in the middle. The Braisa follows Rav Shimon, who says that even in this case, only a bow can be made as a gzeir for when the string will break at the end. The Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, who are not so gzeir, and therefore they allow it not to be made when the string breaks in the middle.